Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And today I opened up a red wine for ya. I was having lasagna this weekend and I wanted to be sure that I had something with enough acidity that will go really, really well with the lasagna, because my wife really makes it with a lot of fresh tomatoes and tomato sauce and fresh herbs and spices. So you're going to really get a lot out of it. So I jumped in and got one of my subscription wines. This one is Plaza de la Reina. And it's a Tempranillo. It's a Tempranillo from Spain. This is that Spanish wine. You know, I normally tilt toward Spain for Tempranillo and then Sangiovese and Italy. And they have those same similar qualities that has that high acidity and oaky, earthy taste that goes really well when you have that that meat with that sauce, or even on the type of cheese. It depends on what you put in there. So you have a lot of great, great flavors, and you always want with a good, zesty tomato sauce, you want a good wine that goes with it. So this Reina, this Plaza de la Reina, it's interesting because it has three different mixes in there. It's listed on the Tempranillo, but it has a Tempranillo, a Garnacha, and Monstriel. I think it's Mauvadre in France. Same kind of wine. But it's a different kind of mixture to kind of tone down the Tempranillo, because it's high acidity with this Tempranillo. So when you grab in that Tempranillo, you're going to have a lot of acidity that kind of goes, it's kind of tart. It's tart. And it jumps out at you. But this one is good, and it's medium. So this Garnacha, or Garnacha, and Monstriel, it has toned down the Tempranillo. So with those two in there, when you taste this, and if you used to tasting a Tempranillo, you know that it has been toned down. But it still has the same aromas of plums and cranberries and spices and stuff like that. But it's still pretty cool. So I wanted to get this one and say, not a heavy acidity with that. So I really wanted to try it with that. So, especially when you get a blend like this, you never know what you're going to get. So, what we have here. So, let's look at that color. Spin this around, and then we're going to just take a sniff and just embrace that from there. So, slightly plum. I'm not getting that raspberry, that cranberry, like they said, but you do get the plum, though. You do get that. So, good aroma coming off of that. Good aroma. So, let's get a taste. So, got that even a plum taste. It's slightly tannic, not a lot, but you taste it, and the acidity isn't high as well, you know, like I said earlier, because I have drunk it. But this one is a lot smoother. It's not really heavy, because you can see in this case, you know, I'm halfway through that joint, because I'm going to finish it tonight. But look at what they call a product of Spain. But this one is okay. This one is a lot smoother. I didn't expect it to be smooth in this way. I really wanted that bite of that Tempranillo, but I didn't get that, which is fine. I don't mind not getting a bite from that. But this smoothed it out with those other two blends that's inside of there. And you know that Garnacha, it really has a lot more fruit. So you're getting a lot good fruity taste. But in this case, the fruit is mellow. It's like medium in between. A nice medium body, smoother taste. So well worth it. if you wanted to compare it to something, it'll be like a Chianti. You know, when you have that mixture of the Chianti with the Sangiovese and these other different wines that calms it down, this calmed down the Tempranillo. So I really like this smooth aspect. Not a high price point either, so well worth the try. But that's Plaza de la Reina, Tempranillo. I only have a year with this, so you gotta excuse me on that. But really worth the price. You'll probably enjoy this. It's part of my, if you notice, it was part of my subscription wine. So remember where we got this from. So, I'm Michael Yabushi, Black Brother. Follow me on urbanwinelife.com. Go to Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube and click on the Urban Wine Life playlist, and you see all my wines and you can see them from there, and all the podcast downloads, Urban Wine Life. Follow me, Bougie Black Bro, on Instagram and Twitter. Well, thank you very much, and we'll see you soon on Urban Wine Life.